Hello.
Hello, this is Dolores.
Hi, this is Tammy calling with Deluxe Home Care.
Hi, Tammy.
Hi, how are you? Okay, that's great. I see here that you requested our agency.
Yes.
And hopefully they'll reach out, hopefully within a week or two.
So Tammy, you just called us maybe within the last 15 or 20 minutes. And that's with helping with Miss Judith McCullough.
Mm-hmm.
So she just got off the phone with talking to people, mm-hmm. and
at the state.
Yeah, at the state, and it mm-hmm. looks good right now. Okay. And this is what's weird, Tammy. And you tell me. So they don't show anything that the company that Miss Judith has hired me from, Home Access. Mm-hmm. based mm-hmm. that it's even closing. So with that being said, she said if it shows up that they've closed, you may have to wait 21 days to make the transfer. Right now it's 31 days out. Is that really true? Are you seeing anything?
It usually takes around 15 business days for them to contact you and confirm the transfer. I don't think it would take that long.
Oh, good. Good.
Yeah, it shouldn't take too long. They just say it, because they're not assuming that would happen then. But they usually confirm it earlier.
So will you call me when?
Yes, they will actually reach out to you first. They will reach out to you to confirm it, and once you confirm it, they'll reach out to us. So I guess just look out for that call. In around 15 business days, to see if they reach out.
And Tammy, when that mm-hmm. call comes to Miss Judith, is it going to be a phone number that she'll see on her phone, or will it say Deluxe Home Care?
I believe when the state calls, it's an 866 number.
866.
Yeah, it's going to look like a spam call, but you should just answer the phone because it might just be them. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I let unless I know who's calling me, I let it pass. So
right.
I think,
right. So now that you know that they're gonna reach out to you at a certain point, you know that you should just check your phone.
I will.
Okay. And great. Mhm.
That's the 866. Do you know the rest of the phone number?
I believe it's gonna be 866-835-3505.
I wrote that number down before. Okay, state. All right. I'll make sure
I have okay. It. And now we do need to send you in a caregiver application.
Oh, good. Okay. Yes,
yeah.
Ma'am.
So I just need your information. Need your first name, the spelling of your first name?
Dolores. It's Dolores.
Last name?
Raditz. That's R-A-D as David, D as in David, A, T as in Tom, Z as in zebra.
Okay, and your phone number?
815-630-1137.
815-630-1137. 815-630-1137,
yeah.
Got it, and your email address?
It's actually my name, Mrs. T as in Tom, Raditz. So it's MRST as in Tom Raditz, RADDATZ at gmail.com.
At Gmail. I'm sorry, it's MRS.
MRST as in Tom
mm-hmm.
Raditz, RADDATZ.
Okay, got it. At Gmail?
Yeah.
Gmail.com. What's your address?
640
mm-hmm.
State Highway 248.
Highway. I'm sorry, I missed it.
248.
Okay.
Lot number 23.
Okay.
Branson, Missouri. And it's 65616.
65616. And I missed, it's 6400. Is there another digit there?
640. Nope, that's it.
That's
640.
Oh, okay.
Date. Yeah.
Yeah, I got it. I thought I missed that. Okay. Which county is that in?
Taney. That's T-A-N-E-Y.
T-A-N-E-Y. Let me just confirm that. Okay, I just had to confirm that we service that county. Okay, yeah. Yes, we do. Had to confirm that. Okay. And your date of birth?
3/25.
Mm-hmm.
66.
Okay. Okay. And what's your relationship to the patient?
Her caregiver.
Okay. Is there any other family, friend, what is there any other thing I can put down?
No. Friend.
A friend? Okay.
A client that has become a friend.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, we will need to do a background check, so I will need your social for that.
Do you want it right now?
Yeah. We need to take it down so we can start with a background check right away.
Do I pay for that, or do you all pay for that?
We pay for it. No, it's not. Yeah, it's covered.
Oh, very good. Okay. 351 66 1402.
Okay. Great. I got that information. I will be sending you the caregiver application right now. I should receive it actually in the next few minutes. Should receive it in your inbox. You just have to attach some IDs and submit it back to us.
Okay.
Okay. For now, we'll just be waiting for the patients, for the call from the state, you know, to confirm that transfer.
Okay. Very good. And then they'll call Miss Judith, and they'll call you, the state.
Actually, they'll call just the patient. And they usually leave a voicemail if they can't reach the patient. So make sure her voicemail is set up so they can leave a mess. So you know, if they can give the patient a return, a phone call that they can return the specialist number.
Okay,
so,
perfect.
Yeah, so just make sure that the voicemail is set up.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much, Tammy.
No problem. Okay.
Have a great day.
You too. Have a wonderful day.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.